On the support dating back, I think it's almost 2 years now, there was support being when Ambassador Ford was still there and he would go out to meet with the local coordinating committees. The DRL was running programs that, not Syria specific, but Middle East generally, around the Middle East, in which there was some kind of tech support that was offered to various opposition groups, people who were involved politically in not just Syria but other countries. And I'm wondering, is there a rundown of what kind of support was offered in terms of communications, technology? You know, there were seminars held in places like Beirut, public, that were known about publicly, at which, you know how to get around certain internet blocking technologies were discussed. Is there a way we can find out exactly what it was that was provided to these people?
Well, as you know, we have MEPI programs across the region that are designed to help civil society to communicate its views, to strengthen its capabilities, to be an advocate for democratic change, etc. I can take the question in terms of whether we have a rundown on those things, but in general, we've also been very clear that whether it is in Iran or whether it is in other parts of the world, that we support those folks who want to learn how to circumvent government censoring of the internet and other things like that. So, but whether we're going to give a rundown of those programs, I'm not sure. I'll take the question.
What about that type of technology to help the Syrians' opposition communicate better themselves? Because one of the things that you've said is that they're not able to communicate inside or within themselves or to the outside world because of the crackdown by the regime.
Again, I think we've made clear that whether it's in Syria or other parts of the Middle East, we are committed to helping groups who want a democratic future to be able to strengthen the way they're organized, help them to circumvent government efforts to block the internet and other kinds of things. You can understand that in some cases it's not in their interest or in anybody's interest for us to be talking about how we precisely do these kinds of things. But we are obviously committed across the region to helping those who want a democratic future deal with the kinds of government controls that are designed to squelch their activities.
Others? Can I change a second?